Good morning, and welcome to the second edition of the Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast. I'm Pastor David Young here at Bethel Lutheran Church in Winchester, Virginia. And this week is an exciting week for our congregation as we are starting the narrative lectionary. The narrative lectionary is something I found out about when we were down leading the worship for the Power and the Spirit Conference down in Roanoke. And one of the keynote speakers was Rolf Jacobson from Luther Seminary, who is instrumental in helping to get the narrative lectionary started. The point behind the narrative lectionary, as opposed to our revised common lectionary, is that it shares the stories of the Bible in an organized manner so that we can help to build biblical literacy within the community of faith. One of the stories that they shared is that Rolf had shared at the Power in the Spirit Conference when he was talking about the narrative lectionary is that formerly, much of the culture had helped to share the Christian stories. Through textbooks, there would be stories in the textbooks that had biblical imagery along with them. And so, but that's no longer the case in our current cultural climate. And so one of the ideas is to help people learn stories, know what's where in the Bible, help people to become more familiar with the first language of the faith. This is something that our ELCA has been doing for several years with the Book of Faith Initiative, something that we've done here at Bethel in several occasions, even several years ago doing the Essential 100 Bible Stories. And that went over so well that I just felt like this narrative lectionary could be an exciting new way for us to start something new. So this Sunday, September 8th, is a new day. Indeed, in the life of the community of faith. Last week, my wife, Heidi, served her last Sunday here as pastor at Bethel to stay home because she's going to stay home with our kids. And so what's interesting is that this is a brand new day. We are embarking into a lot of new things here at Bethel, and the narrative lectionary is part of that. The first week, this week, the theme is creation. And we'll be looking at the first creation story in Genesis 1. And it's really a poem, but it talks about, you know, how God created everything out of chaos. And so we'll be having that theme for this week. As I think about that, I think about our life at Bethel, and I think about how, you know, there have been chaotic moments in the life of Bethel throughout the last 5 years. And so what is God doing to create things anew? And so this Sunday, as we come together to give thanks to God, as we start our education year, our programmatic year, we will be giving thanks and looking at the ways in which God creates anew out of chaos, how God takes chaos, how God takes darkness, how God takes all of that and then reshapes it into new life. It reshapes it for His purpose. And it reminds us that in our life of faith, one of the most central characteristics of faithfulness is knowing that even though life isn't always perfect, that it's not always blessed in the sense that things happen in the way that we want them to happen. The reality is that all time is God time, meaning that Kairos moments happen. There's moments when God's vision and purpose for this world intersects with our chaos and sin and brokenness, those moments happen both in the midst of stressful times and in the midst of those high mountaintop moments. And so the theme for this week as we head forward with this new lectionary is going to be the theme of new life, of a new day, of change happening, but that change, while it can bring chaos and struggle, is also a time of God's Kairos encounter, the moment of God coming near and claiming all moments, all experiences for His own. So one of the things that's exciting too about this week at Bethel is that we are, along with a lot of the many, many, many congregations throughout the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, celebrating our 25th anniversary as a denomination with a big day of service, with the day of service here on September 8th. And we are doing that. Our theme, our motto as the ELCA, God's work, our hands, we're going to be doing that. And so I'm going to be inviting in here now our parish administrator here at Bethel, Terry Hollingsworth, to share even more about what's going to happen with the big day of service. Okay, we're back, and I'm back here with Terry. And hey, Terry.
Hi.
Hey, it's awesome. Terry is my first guest, so congratulations.
Thank you.
On being the first guest of the podcast. And we are excited about this. And she is here to tell us about the big day of service. And Terry, it's going to be big, right?
It's going to be big. It's going to be really, really big. So this year is Bethel's year of service. And all year long, we've been serving in different capacities. We've served Watts Community. We've served other community organizations such as CCAP and Abacare. And we've done our own Returning Thanks, where we've served our own neighbors in the community by helping them with odd jobs around the house and outside. And we've also served the world by supporting the malaria campaign that the ELCA is supporting. So we've done a lot of different things already. So where does the big day of service come in?
It is big. It is going to be big.
It is so big. You can't even imagine how big.
I can't imagine. It's like God. He's so awesome and big.
Let me tell you how big.
How big is it?
Well, the ELCA is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year.
Yes.
So we are a church that rolls up our sleeves and we get to work.
Yep.
And we are a church that boldly does God's work for restoring and reconciling communities.
Yes.
So the ELCA thought, all right, we already do this. Let's all do it together on one day.
On one day.
So they've selected September 8th as God's Work, Our Hands Sunday. And they are challenging all congregations, all 10,000 congregations, 65 synods, and churchwide, to dedicate that one day to service.
Cool.
So the Year of Service team decided, let's do it all.
Do it all.
In one day.
In one day. It's a big day.
September 8th.
It's a big day.
So you don't want to miss it.
Don't want to miss it. What are some of the fun things we're going to do?
We are going to start off the day with our rally day for Sunday school.
Yep.
And getting everybody excited.
Intergenerational, everybody there.
Everybody's invited. And then we are going to serve our community, our neighbors, our nation, and our world. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to have different stations set up in our discipleship hall, and we are going to have materials available for people to put together personal care kits.
Oh, great.
Which will help our neighbor, and that will help a group of people who meet in our church Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Our family.
Our family group, right. They are a group.
We'll have them on the podcast, I'm sure, at some point. So, yeah, so we're going to be helping them with this.
Right, personal care kits. And then we also have a station where we will be putting together laundry kits and utensil kits. And those will go into the community to help the homeless.
Oh, that's great.
And then we have a station where you can create a holiday card, which will serve our nation by giving those to the troops and veterans for the holidays.
Great.
And that is through the American Red Cross.
Cool.
And last, and probably the most fun.
Most fun.
will be our Serving the World, supporting the malaria campaign by dunking Pastor Dave.
Me?
You.
I'm getting dunked? Wow. Okay, cool.
So
exciting.
I'm sure that will be a lot of fun, and I'm sure that will probably draw a large crowd.
We'll see. I will be very wet, but it'll be great.
That's the idea.
That's the idea. But it's a big day, right, Terry?
It is a big day.
It is a big day.
We're very excited, and we hope everybody can come and enjoy the fellowship and serving together.
And then that evening we get?
The shrimp boil.
Shrimp boil fellowship.
Low country shrimp boil. And the dunking booth will still be here.
It will? But yes. Maybe we invite other people to get dunked at the shrimp boil, but that's just, I guess that's up for debate now, right? Maybe.
We'll have to see what happens.
We'll have to see what happens. Well, I want to thank you, Terry, for all you do and all the team that you guys, it's you, Pastor Russ.
Dave Griffin.
Heidi, Pastor Heidi, Dave Griffiths, and Dave Griffin, and so great team. Thank you for
We've
all you're doing.
A lot of fun.
It is fun. So I want to thank Terry for being here, and thank you for our second podcast. And so we're going to close with a word of prayer together. Let us pray. Lord God, you are the God of creation, and you are a creating God. You are a God that creates new life out of death. You are the God who has created a new world out of chaos. Lord God, in the midst of all that we do, help us to be mindful of the way in which you are creating and recreating in our own lives. Lord God, we give you thanks for the gift of the ELCA in 25 years and the celebration of that with the big day of service this Sunday. And we ask that you help us indeed, our hands will indeed make a difference and be your work in this world, Lord God, through the many and various ways we do ministry this year and certainly every year. And Lord God, we are indeed thankful, as always, for the way in which you encounter us in our own personal lives. And we ask that you continue to help us to grow and to be created anew, even each day, in the promise of our baptism that your grace is sufficient for all things and in all ways. In Jesus' name, amen. And until next time, may you grow deeper in faith and wider in love. This is Pastor Dave saying bye-bye from Bethel.